I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It sounds simple. Change one eating habit and cut your risk of diabetes significantly. In a country where diabetes is on the rise and treatment is rarely available, you'd think that it would be easy to persuade people to reduce their risk. But reporter Joanne Silberner found getting people in a developing country to change a dietary preference is no easier than getting Americans off of French fries. She has her story from Cambodia.
On a side street in the middle of Phnom Penh, there's a restaurant with local Cambodian beer. The food is fresh, and banners say, eat healthy, stay healthy. I've come here with Maurits Van Pelt. He heads a charity called Mopo Cho that's trying to cut Cambodia's rising diabetes rate. He places our order and makes a specific request. He wants brown rice, that is, whole grain rice. The waitress gives us a disappointing answer.
No whole rice.
Why not?
Yeah, because nobody wants to eat it.
Yeah. Nobody asked for that one.
Only me.
Only you.
Van Pelt is trying to change that. You see, many studies have shown that white rice raises blood sugar dramatically and is associated with diabetes. Brown rice reduces the risk of diabetes. But Van Pelt says getting people to switch is difficult.
The problem with brown rice is that it has a bad reputation as something inferior.
People here see it as the rice of poverty, what Cambodians ate years ago before the economy started improving. Cambodians also have practical complaints about brown rice. They say it doesn't taste as good as white rice. It's hard to find in the market, and it takes longer to cook, which means it requires more fuel. The handful of diabetes educators that work in Cambodia are trying to change people's attitudes. They're appealing to Cambodian pride, marketing brown rice as the food of the people who built the great temple, Angkor Wat. The Cambodian Diabetes Association is educating kids, like these ones at a school in Siem Reap. Teacher Chen Kong says if the kids understand the health benefits of brown rice, they'll educate others.
When they go back home, they spread this information to the neighbors and families.
But I asked Chen, does he eat brown rice? He looks a little sheepish. He says even he mixes it with white rice. Here in Cambodia, like most other places, people are reluctant to give up a favorite food. Diabetes educator Pratlin says that in this case, that resistance is compounded by an economic factor.
Brown rice is expensive. It's not cheap here.
What used to be the poor man's rice now costs a lot more than white rice. What drives up the price is that it isn't processed or sold in large quantities, which is why diabetes educators like Maurits Van Pelt ask for brown rice at restaurants to encourage a greater market for it that could eventually bring the price down. I try the same. At the restaurant at the Goldiana Hotel in Phnom Penh.
Do you have brown rice?
No, we don't have.
I try again at a restaurant in Siem Reap.
No brown rice.
And on my last night in Cambodia, I try one last time at a restaurant called Khmer Sarang.
He said that, yeah, they have it. The restaurant has brown rice.
A victory, but a small one. Even though they have it, the waiter says few people order it. For The World, I'm Joanne Silberner, Phnom Penh.
Joanne Silberner sent us some photos from her quest to find brown rice in Cambodia. Watch our slideshow at theworld.org. Joanne's story was produced with support from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.